Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. Joins me every day around 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So there is a petition making the rounds on social media. A local artist has proposed that we change Main Street, M-A-I-N, to Main Street, M-A-N-E, for the culture. Now, I bring this up to you because you're an influential Memphian. You're a longtime award-winning columnist, first at the Commercial Pill, now at the Daily Memphian. Your face is on buses, or at least it was at one time. You got billboards, for crying out loud. As an influential Memphian, somebody who brought the Grizzlies here, appreciate you doing that, by the way, if I haven't told you in a while, can you get on board with this petition? Is Jeff Calkins on board with changing Main Street to Main Street?
It's funny because I actually saw there was a question of what of team names recently, like Memphis team names, other good team names for Memphis, and one was the Memphis Mains or something like that. Like as a,
right.
As a so, I wonder if it's just too gimmicky. I mean, I kind of like it, planting your flag and who we are and embracing who we are. I just think it's a little gimmicky. I think I'm anti-Main Street. I think Main Street is Main Street across the country. Yeah, Main Street is Main Street. You're in favor of Main, M-A-N-E?
Oh, 100% in favor of
it. 100% in favor of Main Street.
Yeah. First, because it's just funny. Second,
it is funny. There's no question.
I'm a little embarrassed. I didn't think about this maybe like 10 years ago, honestly. Like, why didn't I propose changing Main Street to Main Street?
I think it's terrific.
10 years ago.
This is terrible. I probably didn't hear it. I never heard of Maine, M-A-N-E, 10 years ago. I probably only heard about it 5 years ago, right? Because I'm a little slower on keeping up the cultural trends than you are. Is Maine something they say in Atlanta? Is Maine something they say in Denver? Is Maine something, or is it a Memphis thing?
I'd say more likely in Atlanta than Denver. but I do think it's largely it's not uniquely a Memphis thing, but I do think it is largely a Memphis thing.
Yeah.
I remember how prominently it was featured in Hustle and Flow, like when the actors were talking in Craig Brewer's terrific film. The word Maine was used over and over and over again because that is a word that is used over and over and over again.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Can old white people like us use it properly?
Oh, to me, I can't say Maine properly. No, I can barely say everybody. I don't know how to say everybody. How do you say that? Like, I don't even know how to say that. Like, I honestly think there's a gift and there's a gap between you, between – in terms of old white people, I am both older and whiter than you, Gary. So I think you might be able to manage some things that I can't in terms of everybody and in terms of Maine. But to me, it's me saying Maine is just preposterous. It's no different than me. Well, I mean, you literally probably the most popular thing I've ever done on any radio show is read rap lyrics just because it's ridiculous, right? I used to do that on the back in the old Jeff Gary show. Wildly popular feature of me reading rap
lyrics. You should bring that back, actually, Jeff, as your program director.
It's a little bit like I think I can get away with it. It's not just the African-American culture. It's also like the deep Southern culture. I can get away with y'all, but if I say fixin', I just sound stupid. Like, I'm going to grow up sound fixin'. I can't say fixin' or Maine. I look like a ridiculous, preposterous person trying to be either Southern or hip, and I'm neither. I guess I'm kind of a little Southern, but not really. Let's be honest, I'm neither Northern. I'm Yankee, old and hip, and not hip. I'm as unhip as you could be. I can't say Maine. Can you say Maine? I think you can say Maine. Brad can't say Maine. I think Brad cannot say Maine. I can't say Maine. His name's Cowboy Carson. He can't say Maine. You might be able to say Maine. But even that, maybe only ironically.
I don't feel like I can. Now, I would use it. I would use it in group text, because the
right.
the texted funny. Word, like, it worked for the purposes that I would be using it. But I think I would sound ridiculous trying to say Maine over and over again.
Well, say, use it in a sentence. Like, go ahead right now. We'll see what it sounds like.
I couldn't even. I don't even know how to do it. I mean, I know how to do it, but I feel like it sounds.
What would be a sentence? Thank you, Brad. What would be a sentence where Maine would be used? Use it. Don't even say it. Just like, what would a sentence be? And I'll try to say it.
You can attach it to anything. I mean, it can be any. It's almost the way when lots of people talk, including myself. We'll do exactly what I just did. You know, you'll get some us in there. It's almost
Is it the place where a man? Is it the place where a man would go?
There's a rapper named Gucci Mane.
Well, I understand
that. Well aware, there's a rapper named Gucci Mane.
But that's part of his name, though. Like, you could say it Gucci Mane.
Yeah, but
are you really just now discovering Gucci Mane?
Yeah, I mean,
Could you use it where you say man? Like, geez, man, I'm so tired. Geez, man, my checking account's low.
No.
Like, would you use man?
Yes,
and
you could. You could use it exactly. Yes, Brad, you stay out of it. You don't know what you're talking
Jeff
about.
Jeff can't use it, though.
For Brad, one. Can
you
one
might be wider than I am, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, Brad is literally holding himself up as the authority on Maine now.
I know. Yeah. What, Brad, why are you even in this conversation?
I'm trying to defend myself a little bit against the culture, because Jeff is acting like I'm chalk white. Like, this I'm not as white as you are.
If we need someone to instruct us on the proper use of howdy, we'll ask you.
Thank
Otherwise,
you.
Stay out.
Well done, Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, when we start trying to figure out how to use howdy, we'll come to you.
Right?
Right now, we need taco meat.
I heard that.
Right? No, you can use Maine. You can use Maine exactly the way you just use Maine. You can use Maine in a variety of ways. I just think I couldn't use Maine without looking ridiculous. It's you know what? And there's a handful of these
words.
Okay, can
literally any white person use Maine without losing ridiculous? I just take the white people at our radio station, which is everybody but Jason.
Maybe like Eminem.
Eminem can say Maine. John Martin can't say Maine.
Maybe.
How about this? How about J Will?
Oh,
I think J Will actually could.
Yeah, he's good.
J Will can say Maine.
Yeah.
I think J Will can say Maine.
Yeah. He'd say it to Randy Moss, like his buddy from high school. Hey Maine.
Yeah, they'd be fishing or something.
That was good.
Go ahead.
They'd be fishing, and J. Will would say Maine to Randy Moss. I think that's exactly. I think that is a plausible scenario.
In fact, you cannot find a white person who is better qualified to say Maine than J. Will.
I think that's true.
I think that's true.
Well, Lil White from Frasier. Lil White from Frasier.
He could maybe say Maine.
Yeah, Lil White's good. Yeah, he's good.
He could maybe use it.
Yeah.
The other ones, there are certain words because I read so much and I watch so much, there are certain words that people use and I go, you know what? I just couldn't use that word. Another one is like, if somebody says, hey, did you hear the new so-and-so album? A young, hipper person might say, yeah, it's dope. But I don't feel like I can say, yeah, it's dope. Mm. I feel like I sound ridiculous if I say, yeah, it's dope with my bald spot.
Yeah, it's dope. Well, I've dope with my bald spot. I now routinely refer to someone's drip.
What?
I tell people, I love your drip. You know what that means?
You can't say that.
You were just telling me about Maine. I said, man, I love your drip. That's just part of Penny's drip.
You got a coffee maker? What the hell are you talking about?
I said that listen to Brad. See, you know, this is why you can't tell me about Maine if you don't know drip.
I don't know drip. Just tell me what drip is, Jeff.
Know drip. No. You know drip, gay?
Of course I know drip.
What's drip?
Came through dripping. Drip, drip.
Drip is
came
your style, dripping. Man.
Drip, drip. Came through dripping. Drip, drip.
Yeah, it's your style. It's your look. Which player wears the Memphis player wears one black shoe and one white shoe?
Came through dripping.
Bruton. Kareem Bruton.
Not Kareem Bruton. No, the other guy. Rhea Thornton. Rhea Thornton has one black shoe and one white shoe, and they. And someone asked why. Well, it's because it's a Nike. They sell them that way, I think, right?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But he said it was part of the press conference. He said that's just his drip. Kareem Brewton has one, his leg rolled up, right? His he has one of his short legs is run up, is rolled up, and we asked about it, and I don't know which player, I think it was Tyler Harris, said that's his drip. That is when I first became familiar. I'll be honest, a month ago, if you said drip, I wouldn't have known what you're talking about. But now I just use it all the time. Like, I just talk about people's drip all the time. I feel so cool when I talk about people's drip.
Brad, if you don't know drip, you can't be in charge of determining whether we can say Maine or not.
Yeah, I get it.
You're done.
Listen, I am pretty white. I give you that.
Brad, if you can't name all three members of Migos, you don't get to say whether we can use Maine or not.
I agree. You convinced me. Yeah. Jeff, you
are. Can you name Brad all three members of Migos?
No, of course not. Who are you talking to?
Listen, this is the world's, shortest, tallest midget contest of who's wider, me and Brad. I get that.
Good point.
I do think we have just distinguished. One of us knows drip and one of us doesn't. That's the clear line between the two of us. So he's on the howdy side of the line.
Shouts
back to Main Street.
Yeah.
Back to Main Street.
I don't feel strongly about it. I'm fine with it. If you guys feel strongly about it,
I love
Main Street
it.
Is.
Well, if we can be the city that chants whoop that trick at basketball games, surely we can make Main Street Main Street, I think.
At what point does it become just too gimmicky? Hmm. Would you look up in 3 years and wish it weren't Main Street?
I would. I would always want it to be Main Street. It would become a tourist attraction.
There will be
there are so many people who would take their picture next to the sign that says Main Street.
There will be rednecks like my old man who will think that it's like for the hair of a horse. I'm not even making that up. Like, you will have tourists.
What does that mean? I don't know that expression.
I'm from the country. The people from the country will be like, Maine. That's a horse, horse hair. That is like
the hair. I thought it was like the hair of the dog.
Like, they won't get the reference.
Like the mane.
They won't get the cultural reference.
That's fine.
Yeah. He's got a double meaning.
Came through dripping, drip, drip. Came through dripping, drip, drip. Came through drip.
How long have you known drip, Gary?
I've known drip for a long time. I don't use it. It's another one of those things I'm very aware of, but I can't use it. I can't use drip. I don't feel like I've lit.
I've just incorporated it into my vocabulary. It works very well coming off my lips. Just drip.
That's
drip.
What she said.
I feel like I can't use Maine.
I can't really use drip.
I can't use lit. I can't use dope.
Mm. How about how about something? Never mind.
No.
I'm just gonna make myself sound dorkier in this conversation.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could use all those words because they're fun words, but I just can't feel dope, like I sound
dope
ridiculous.
Dope is really a fun word. That's dope. Dope is really fun. I like dope.
Yeah,
I can't use it.
I'd like if I could just like snap my fingers and reasonably use drip, dope, lit, and main. I'd love to. It's a more enjoyable way to speak, but I just don't. I feel like I've passed my prime.
Right. Well, that's probably right, and it. Listen, let me be honest. The people who have the right to do that, there's all their other disadvantages in life they have to live with. So it's like you're more likely to get shot and stuff by a policeman, like whatever. Like it's different. Like it's a small compensation, right? You're more likely to get profiled, followed around at a convenience store, et cetera. You can say dope, but like they're going to follow you in a convenience store if you're 18 because you can say dope. So, because it is a society, Gary, that does not favor people who can say dope. And so if that's a small compensation, that's a small compensation.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So I can't get you to – can I get you
– I'm fine with Maine. I don't feel – you sprung it on me. I have given it no thought.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I would like – I'll tell you what, if we have Maine, mm-hmm. I don't know what Maine intersects with, but I'd like to have the intersection of Maine and drip. So if we could do that
– We'll take –
Could we
we'll
do
take,
that?
Yes, here's what we do. We take
McMadison. Mm-hmm.
We take Main Street and make it Maine Street, and then we take Madison and make it Drip Boulevard.
Right. Yeah, and then you could be at the main corner of Main and Drip.
God, I would buy property at the corner
of Main.
I would do
all of it. And then Dope could be another one. Dope could be another one.
We could change Poplar to Lit.
Poplar to Lit.
Lit Avenue.
It would be so much better to Poplar to have Poplar be Lit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so where you want me to meet you at? Corner of Main and Lit.
There's a in Traverse City where I have a summer cabin. there's a DJ, and his name is Omelette. And you know why? It's because they used to call him, and he was actually from the South, and they'd say, because he'd call, and say, what are you doing? He said, Omelette. That was like, so he became Omelette. Omelette, that became his nickname. Omelette. Not the egg, but Omelette. You know, get it? Omelette. Anyway, I'm all for lit. I'm all for lit. I said, lit, dope, let's just do it. Let's go all in.
Let's go all in. Like, and
that's what she said.
So we'll start with Main Street, and once that is proven to be a success, and I'm confident it will be, then we'll start working on Madison. We're going to make Madison Avenue Drip Avenue.
Can we do like Fit in the Boulevard?
Brad, we asked you to stay out of this already.
Yeah, all right.
You're not improving the conversation.
I want to do Fitna. Come on, man.
You're not improving the conversation.
Oh, I can't say y'all, though, can I? Like, I can't say y'all, right?
Yes, y'all's a reasonable y'all, thing to say. Yeah, sure. I hate the word fixin', by the way. I never
fitna.
Use that.
No, Fitna. It's like Fitna.
Fixin'.
No, Fitna.
I like fixing.
Fixing to you
I
sound white now.
I like fixing, but I can't use it. I'm fixing to. I'm getting ready to. Getting ready to is too many words. Fixing to is much quicker. I wish I could use it, but I can't. You just got to stay in your lane.
Right. Everybody draws their lines wherever they draw their lines. Everybody draws lines wherever they draw lines. I draw mine somewhere short of using fixing to. I don't use that. I'm about to. I'm getting ready to.
Do any of your family members use fixing to?
Oh, God. Yes. Of course. Most of my family members.
I was going to say. And it sounds fine coming from them.
Yes, it just doesn't. I'm not.
You're not a fit to guy, huh?
I'm not a. I love all my family members, cousins and uncles and aunts and everybody, but we're not a lot alike.
Why is that?
Huh.
Well, we're just. I think we have probably different beliefs on all sorts of things in this world.
Right.
I'm not your typical.
The main difference seems to be some can say fixing and some can't.
Yeah, I'm not your typical DeSoto County resident.
They're the fixing to people. You're the non fixing to person.
Yeah, I don't. I'll just leave it at that. I am not. I'm not of the normal DeSoto County demographic in a variety of ways. But I'm not even saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying it's true. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.